This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. The phones are now open in the next segment, and Roger Stone joins us. 877-789-ALEX. Coming up. What a poet. Because the sands of time.
5 o'clock, they take me to the gallows.
It's such a good feeling not to be afraid of death and to know that your soul's secure, to know you didn't sell out to anti-human evil. Running low! All these evil cowards that are afraid of death, thank God, will not be marked among them. Those that crouch down and lick the hand that feeds them. It's an epic song right here. Play a little bit more of it. Running low. The sands of time for the New World Order are running low as well. And as they march us towards the gallows, they now discover Lucifer's trick. They're marching themselves with us.
When the praise comes to rain, man!
What a joke! They didn't ever know that? We'll be with our God. They'll be with theirs. Everything they did to us, they did to themselves. Search for the truth, my friends. Think about these evil people. They're dishonored. Look at Henry Kissinger. Look at Obama. Look at Hillary Clinton. Look at Michael Moore. Soulless trash. Given power for a second. Only to test us. I actually feel sorry for them. Playing a part. You get into philosophy, you ask yourself, is the Calvinistic doctrine true of predestination? But there's still free will. I never agreed with that when I was younger, but now I see it. They had free will, but they're still predestined to destroy themselves. All right. This part. Listen to this guitar right here. You know the... I'm not bragging. I just want you to know the kinship out there. The drummer and the lead singer of Iron Maiden are big listeners. Just to let you know that. I've known that for about 6 years. Never told anybody that. Had a chance to meet them. But just anybody out there that's awake. I didn't need anybody to tell me that Kurt Russell was a patriot. I don't need anybody to tell me Clint Eastwood's a patriot. Anybody that I like always turns out to be a patriot. Because it's a spiritual connection. The truth. 877-789-2539. Your calls are coming up as soon as we come out of the next segment. That's right, the big illusion. Gateway pundit, social media patterns show Trump is looking at a landslide victory. Absolutely. It's crazy to sit there and watch the listeners come across, and we get ratings from our AM and FM stations around the country. The last time we got from a ad agency, because we don't buy the book, as they call it, we don't subscribe to our stations that, you know, are getting the ratings, and even our local affiliates get the ratings, you're not supposed to share it with us, but we can go to a consortium and actually get the numbers that the ad agencies have. And it was 385,000 people every 15 minutes listening on terrestrial radio. Now, that is only, I'd say terrestrial radio now is maybe half our audience on a daily basis. Maybe. I'm not bragging. I just want you to know the success of InfoWars. An hour, it was over 600,000 original listeners. I mean, the top CNN shows don't even have that. It's all... just smoke. What's the word they use in Wolf of Wall Street? Fugazi? Fugazi? It's all just like farts in the wind or something. It's a total illusion. We'll be back. Stay with us. Your call straight ahead. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
2 years they haven't let the Navy fly the gadgets and the flag or have Special Forces soldiers take a fancy to it for a long time. Wear it, especially in the Navy SEALs. It has nothing to do with race. John Paul Jones first hauled it up. It had been a flag used in the militia early on. It's just as a rattlesnake saying, don't tread on me. The original one is a rattlesnake across the flag. And they just said, the Obama people said it was racist and evil, and they said you couldn't have it. And then finally, the head of the Navy came out and said, no, you can have the flag. It's a Navy flag. But that just shows how the globalists are out to get this country. They're out to demonize every symbol we've got because they want to fully capture this nation and use it to exploit it against the world. And the United States is falling to world government. It's been a long coup, long-term program to fully get the country under their control. They're very close. If Hillary gets in, 4 to 5 more Supreme Court justices. And they know people are waking up, folks. They want to get this job done now. They'll ship $400 million illegally to Iran. They'll make deals where Iran can have atomic weapons, basically. They will do all sorts of scams. They will engage in all sorts of corruption. And they won't try to steal an election while they are stealing it. The good news is Trump is ignoring most of his advisors and listening to other people that second what he already knows. And people say, oh, Trump used to be nice to Democrats. He lived in New York. Doesn't matter. I'm not a Republican either. I'm a patriot. He is a populist, and now everything's clear to me. Trump is either George Washington Part 2, or he's the devil. Because if he ends up getting into office and betraying us, globalists don't act like he does. Globalists don't reach out to liberty movement. Globalists don't say the things he said, because it puts the ideas out there that can't be put back in a box. We're going to go to your phone calls. Just remember that we are listener-supported. We sell high-quality products that fund our operation. Sponsorship is secondary. Our network and local affiliates fund themselves with that. It's a partnership. But we're funded by you buying water filtration systems, non-GMO seeds, Hillary for Prison shirts, Molon Labe shirts, Bill Clinton rape shirts. It's all free speech. 40% off Brain Force, amazing nootropic. A lot of big discounts in today and free shipping in. So we don't have free shipping on orders $50 or more, but this is free shipping, period. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And, guys, I'm sorry, my computer, I didn't punch up the calls. Let me punch those up so I can take some calls. There they are. We've got O'Brien and Marilyn and Chris and Brad and Bobby and Robin and Dylan and Kevin and a bunch of others coming in. Kevin says he has an idea how to beat Hillary, and Dylan wants to talk about how Trump can get through to millennials. Well, millennials have to decide they don't know it all. Do they really think Hillary cares about them? Just let them have her. That's what gets rid of millennials, slap them upside their snot-nosed heads. A lot of millennials are either super awake, I don't need to slap them upside their heads. But the ones that are trendies, they got daddy and mommy issues, so just let them just enjoy themselves. They want to worship that old war criminal Hillary, let them do it. Doesn't matter, they're going to try to rig the election. We've already got the election. Question is now, will they be able to steal it? We need to get through to those snot noses. I found not kissing people's ass is the way to get them to wake up. I mean, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. We got Chris in Georgia, Trump voter fraud, civil emergency after the election. Yeah, they really got a lot of preparations for that. I'm not saying that's coming, but they're definitely activating their red brigades, their cop killer groups, and all the rest of it. And then I get one more email going, oh, now you worship the police. I've never supported police state or bad cops. I don't support civil war funded by George Soros and shooting anybody in the back who's innocent. And we've got, again, O'Brien in Maryland, Trump and election fraud. Let's talk to Chris first in Georgia. Thanks for holding, Chris. You're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex. How are you?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Yes, what I was saying about the voter fraud is Obama knows is that we're aware of it, and he is aware that the people know about civil emergency. So my question to you is, what do they have now? They don't have many weapons to deploy.
Well, look, our military has been trained the last 7-8 years to go after gun owners, veterans, patriots. We first got the secret documents. No one believed it for a week. Ron Paul called me and said, is that really real? And I said, you've known me like 15 years. You think it's real? I said, the FBI is actually trying to interview me over how I got it. And, of course, it came out later. They said, okay, those documents are real. And then now that's a household known fact. Again, other media got the documents. No one had the will to put it out. I mean, I feel pretty insecure over the fact that I'm, like, up there at the top when it comes to Wavos and other people aren't. That actually scares me. But the good news is trying to train the military to attack the American people has actually woken the military up. But, I mean, there are troops here for civil unrest. Are you saying there aren't?
No, not that, Alice. What I'm saying is there are troops, but what I'm saying is the people are more powerful than the military. We have more guns than the government. That's what I'm trying to say is, so he knows it's going to backfire.
No, I hear you. I appreciate your call. Listen, it's not about who has the most guns. It's who has right on their side, who has the will to fight and not listen to propaganda and to sustain the mission. So, yes, we have more guns in the military, and yes, if we fought back against a military takeover long-term, we'd win. But we don't need to because, on average, no one is more awake than the military. That's why they tried to purge the leadership. So I'm glad you brought that up. It was really a very, very deep question. Obama's going to count on the military to do this. They're going to stage, watch for it, false flags against the military with a narrative that makes the Liberty Movement look bad. Thus then turning the public who supports the military against the Liberty Movement. See, in military, you don't just have two mass forces that go together. You look at the angles of that. And I could teach a 50-year course on this, so I'm not going to try to answer it here today. But we are winning in the info war. We don't want to get physical offensively. And we will only help the globalists chewing up the military in a civil war. Or the police, for that matter. Look who's pushing for a physical confrontation is George Soros and Obama, because that's one of the only hopes they've got. Let's go ahead and talk to O'Brien in Maryland. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. I think that basically Obama knows that basically everybody else is basically waking up to what they're doing, and basically they're going to try and do something about it before the election happens. Something, I can't remember the word, but
civil emergency?
Yeah, that.
Well, I mean, all their preparations point towards that. Now they may back off of it, but they've been trying to start a civil war. They've been trying to start movements to burn down local cities so the feds can come in as angels with an already set up UN force called Strong Cities as the good cop. The good news is the police and military have been eating up what I say like it's mother's milk, not because they are stupid and just love me, but because they already match everything I say with what they've got. They take it next level with their inside info and then feed us back the information, and it's just an incredible human loop here where, I mean, if Obama and Soros want to make this move, I'm your Huckleberry, baby. I appreciate your call. And that doesn't mean myself physically will do great during the first wave of this. I'm not worried about it. If I was a globalist, I'd really be backing off right now. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Kevin in West Virginia. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing
today? Good, brother. Go ahead.
Here's my thought. We all vote absentee, and we all we take a photocopy of our absentee ballot, mail it in, so that way they can't rig it at the machines, and we all have a copy of who we voted for when we vote absentee. And then if they try to...
I agree. It's moral authority. That's a great idea, but they can still absentee early on. But let me say what you need to... This is my view. Everyone should start their own YouTube channel now. Don't wait till the week of, 3 months from now. 90 days from now. Start now. Go out with a camera 50 feet away or whatever the law is in your state. Do exit polls there to show what the real number was at precincts. And then when they steal that precinct, just a few of those stories will blow up in their face and give us the moral authority for a recount, a Supreme Court thing. Of course, the Supreme Court would have gone for Trump, but now Scalia died, so now it's split. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you with a response back to that, then Roger Stone and more. Stay with us.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Stand up and be counted.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
The heart.
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
He's with us for the balance of the hour via phone, picking his wife up from the airport on this live Sunday evening transmission. Roger Stone, former Trump campaign head, the guy that for decades has been urging Trump to run, longtime confidant, lobbyist, and friend for Trump. His former business partner, current business partner, obviously is the head of the campaign. And it's an amazing time to be alive to see Trump come out against election fraud and to come out and point out that it's going on. And to see Reuters caught sampling 15% more Democrats than Republicans in their own methodology. I'm going to show that to TV viewers here in a minute, the graph from their own website. And then to say Hillary's 15 points ahead. Incredible. But now with that same methodology with a new Reuters poll, she's only 3 points ahead. I'm telling you, I can't find anybody that supports Hillary. I can't find her. I can't find them. Even in California, we did exit polls with Hillary supporters. 2 out of 10, they were all for Sanders, 80%. So it's an epic time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. Shock poll, Reuters radically changes methodology to favor Clinton. There's another one, Pat Cadell blasts Reuters back-rigging polls to show Clinton up. And then we've got a shot of the poll methodology they're using. 650 Democrats to 496 Republicans. And then they've been caught saying the independents, 196. Most of those are Democrats. So it's even above 15 points. I mean, this is desperate. And then Obama comes out Thursday as he is ready to leave and play golf for his 300th round since he's been in 7.5 years at Martha's Vineyard. And he says, don't worry. Look, no such thing as election fraud. What is that? Doesn't exist. It's like Hillary in the Senate Armed Services Committee when they said, what about the Turkish ambassador in Benghazi? She goes, turkeys? What are turkeys? Thinking you don't know there's a country called Turkey. They're just betting you're an idiot. And then it's not just Reuters. It's AP, you name it, doing the same methodologies. And then we went and dug it up. Kennedy's killed. They set up this AP election bureau. Then by 1990, they call it Voter News Services, and it gets caught in every election in stealing it. And now it's called National Election Pool until this year. Now it's got a new name, Edison Research. And that's the same group that met the night before Sanders had the nomination taken from him and said, oh, doesn't matter if he wins the California election. We're going to give it to Hillary, and we have a superdelegate on video bragging, doesn't matter if he wins the popular vote, we're going to give it away. We have them jumping the shark, in my view, nakedly stealing elections, nakedly trying to just hide it in plain view. Now, I want to get into all the other big issues, where he really is, where he sees Trump going, the latest dirty tricks, what's going on, what's going to happen next, when are we going to see the WikiLeaks emails that supposedly Assange, Julian Assange, says we'll have her indicted. I mean, she looks like, a dead person up there, a corpsicle when she gives speeches. This is ridiculous. Roger Stone, thank you for joining us.
Alex, delighted to be with you.
Well, as you hurtle down the highway via cell phone, you just heard my 3-4 minute intro. I like you because I saw you in a quote in the 90s in some article. You said, listen, I only give out accurate leak info because the first time you give out this info, you'll never be picked up by the press again. Everything you've told me turned out to be 100%, I mean, just dead on. Unlike other pundits, I mean, that's why I love you. That's why they say you're dishonest and a dirty trickster, because it's the opposite. The real synopsis, you heard what I just said. Is that wrong?
No, I think it's essentially correct. I mean, it's just like when I had dinner with Nigel Farage during the Republican National Convention. He told me that the manipulation of the polls in Britain to make Brexit look less popular, less viable, was manifest, and they were doing it constantly, and that it was a tactic that we needed to be prepared for here. And then, lo and behold, we've seen this trend. And it's not just Pat Cadell at Fox, but it's Cliff Zukin with the Rutgers Institute, hardly a conservative. A number of these liberal academics have pointed out the oversampling of Democrats in these polls.
And just to quantify what you said for laymen out there, some polls 2 years ago when Brexit started were 75% wanted out of the unelected EU. England never voted to be part of it, and by the time it happened, they only won by a few percentage points, creating that illusion that everybody's voting to stay to make people feel like they're wrong.
Yeah, it's this is like a mass psychology. It's just like, as you know, the term conspiracy theory and conspiracy theorist was actually invented by the Central Intelligence Agency. We have a memo dated to about 1965, which instructs the public relations people and the presumably the plants that the Central Intelligence Agency had throughout the press on their payroll to utilize that exact phrase to try to discredit anyone who is questioning the results of the investigation of the Kennedy assassination. And it's hurled at us constantly. I don't believe in conspiracies. I believe in the truth. And I also don't think the government ever tells us the truth, so why should they start now?
Well, exactly. I mean, it's now it's almost like a medal to be called that. And sure, there's some kooks that make stuff up, but a lot of real journalists are called that. It doesn't work anymore. There it is, 1967, the CIA created the label conspiracy theorist to attack anyone who challenges the truth and the narrative. You can link right through that Zero Hedge article to the declassification by Congress, as you said, from the early 1960s, right after Kennedy was killed. If you questioned all the witnesses and what they saw, you were a conspiracy theorist.
Exactly right. So it is, look, we've also seen disinformation taken to extraordinary levels this week. Let me give you several examples.
Saying Trump's dropping out, total horse manure.
ABC, the New York Times speculating about it. And this really came out of the Republican National Committee. It really didn't come out of and then I think the Clinton people picked it up, the Clinton spin machine.
It didn't come out of Hillary's bowels. It came out of Rince Priebus's butt.
Exactly. Because Priebus is a Paul Ryan guy, and he was very, very upset when Trump declined to endorse Ryan prior to the primary. Like Ronald Reagan, Donald's policy was not to get involved in primaries. He can support all these candidates for the Senate in New Hampshire, or pardon me, in Arizona or New Hampshire, after the primary. But as of this moment, Ryan, McCain, and Hyatt are not the nominees of the Republican Party.
Well, let's talk about what you want to cover, because I always end up asking the questions. You've always got such great background inside baseball. And by the way, Roger, when I say you're so accurate, I mean, really, it's scary how accurate you are. You said 4 or 5 months ago when the whole Chicago thing happened that they were Hillary people dressed up like Bernie. She'd sent them. That's in the emails. You said, well, I have sources. But, man, I mean, it's hundreds of things that you have literally been the first to say, like the Koch brothers are giving money to Hillary, and they did it. I mean, the Koch brothers are giving money to the fake Texan, and they did it. I mean, you've got some amazing sources.
Well, at this point, Alex, I've got to tell you, I think we're looking at a very close election. Trump is now, I think, back solidly on message. And this next week is his economic policy speech. This is the single most important speech of the campaign, heavily shaped by Larry Kudlow.
All right, StoneZone.com. You've got the floor, Roger. When we come back, I'm turning the show over to you. Via cell phones, you drive down the highway in Florida. We'll be back on Alex Jones from Texas. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
The trooper, fire musket, but I'll run you through. He's got to go because his wife just landed and she's coming in 10 minutes. I'll come back in the final segment, take your calls, and hit some other news. But we're talking during the break. We don't pre-script these interviews. I was saying, what's on your radar? And he was saying, well, look at Iran, how her emails have now gotten this guy executed. This is an example of how bad she is. Plus, they're sending $400 million to Iran they lied about. Now we've got Hillary basically falling down, having to be helped upstairs. Look, I don't hype stuff, okay? I I've got plenty of real stuff to cover. I'm not saying she looks like a lunatic on the campaign trail because I want to act like she's got a problem. They're saying Trump's got mental problems. They're saying he's got health problems. They're saying his wife's a prostitute, an illegal alien, all this crap. The point is Hillary looks like a dying woman, and now DrudgeReport.com, we can put it up, because he has the big double photo, the panoramic, with her basically falling down, having to be held up. This just broke. We're going to put it up on InfoWars.com as well. But, I mean, what's really going on, Roger? She looks like she's in bad shape. She's got holes in her tongue. She looks like she's got, I'm sorry, Down syndrome whenever she's out there with the balloons falling, like she's a three-year-old with a lobotomy. What's going on with Hillary? What's the inside intel, Roger?
Yeah, New York Democrats who move in those social circles were very surprised even when she ran. Because her health is not good. Bill's health is also not good. But I think she has had, she's either had a small stroke, or she has had some other disorder. Those strange glasses she was wearing for a while, kind of a tip off. She seems to be, to have no stamina whatsoever. So I think it is probable that she's got very serious health problems.
Remember in the debate when she was gone for 10 minutes?
Yeah, very strange. Very, very strange. I think this is a liability. This is typical of what happens. I mean, why Bill and Hillary can't ride off into the sunset with their stolen hundreds of millions and their fame and be happy, I don't know. They're going back to the table one time too many, and I think it's all going to catch up with them. They were able to suppress the major scandals that they have survived. Now those all get a nice, healthy review like they never happened.
But, I mean, it's not like we're cherry-picking videos. I randomly watch her. In fact, I want to do this so we get more clips to always pay attention to. She acts freaking nuts everywhere. She, like, stomps around like she's crazed on a power trip. I mean, I mean, quite frankly, this is what you see in mental institutions.
Well, if you go through the Clintons' war on women, I spent a lot of time talking about what I think are her dual personalities. On the one hand, she poses as this friendly grandmother, with the phony smile. But then her real personality, she's a short-tempered, foul-mouthed, abusive, volcanic, angry, greedy psychopath.
By the way, you never brag about this, but I did some research this weekend because I'm a Roger Stone fan because you're just an interesting guy. And I went and read a bunch of old news articles online from you in the 70s, 80s, 90s. I didn't know. You wrote a book about Nixon. I didn't read it. It was a bestseller. But I didn't know you were like his confidant for like 20 years and his best buddy, and that you're the guy that helped bring him back out and get him on the news and get him to have these press meetings and stuff. I want to interview you just about Nixon sometime. But comparing Nixon to Hillary, correct me if I'm wrong, but Nixon had issues, had problems, but wasn't out to get America. But with Hillary, she really is out to get us.
Well, when it comes to criminality, Nixon would be rolling in his grave. The Clintons and the Obamas have gotten away with things that he could never have gotten away with. You may recall that the abuse of the IRS was one of the counts in the impeachment against him. Also another count using the FBI to block an investigation. Well, the Clintons used the FBI to block the Travelgate investigation, and the Clintons, as you know, the Clintons had the IRS harass Kathleen Willey, Juanita Broderick.
Obama's persecuted this whole scale industrial. Bottom line, Nixon was he a good guy overall, or in like one sentence, who was Nixon?
Well, he was very complicated. He was an introvert in an extrovert's business. He was very disciplined. He was very buttoned down. He was very formal. He was brilliant. He understood the geopolitical game like nobody else, both American politics and international politics. He also played the accordion, saxophone, the clarinet, the piano, and the violin.
Was Nixon out to get America? Was Nixon a globalist?
Nixon was out for peace. He wanted a peaceful, prosperous America. He was not a globalist.
And that's why they got rid of him. Who is Hillary, then, boiling her down?
She's a psychopathic criminal. She is, where do we get the idea that someone becomes qualified to become president of the United States because they married some hillbilly who was successful in Arkansas politics and then became president in two three-way races? Let me remind you, no Ross Perot, no Bill Clinton. So you can say that, well, that's brilliant, but in both cases, he won with a minority of the vote.
All right, we got 4 minutes left, and your wife's about to pull up there at the curb. You're, you know, they're at the airport in Florida. Other points that haven't been made, where do you think Trump really is? What do you make of all these polls? What do you make of all the attacks? You say Trump is reorganized, get ready. Roger Stone, 4 minutes, give us the intel.
I think next week's economic speech is absolutely vital. And that I know that it's a very well-crafted speech. It includes Trump's proposal for a corporate tax rate, cutting the rate of corporate taxes in the United States below that of China, which would bring millions of dollars, billions of dollars of business back home. Also inversion, taking this almost $2 trillion that is off, which is offshore and not being taxed. That is a major feather in our cap. He also would do something that every president until Obama has done, and that is sweep the federal accounts. There's over $1 billion sitting in the federal accounts that is unbudgeted and unused. It just sits there. Every other president has swept it at one point. Obama was the first to never do so.
Wow.
So before you go cut Social Security or Medicare or so on, you ought to go sweep these available funds to begin with.
I love how Hillary spins it that he wants to. I saw her speech a few days ago in a press conference. He wants to give tax cuts to rich people. No, the rich people wrote it so they could move their money offshore. Trump's going to cut it so they bring the damn money back. I love how she spins that.
Yeah, Trump is certainly not the errand boy for Wall Street. Every hedge fund manager in the world is upset about the fact that he could become president because, as you know, he wants the hedge fund managers to be taxed the same as everybody else on Wall Street without this special tax treatment they have in which they make billions, but they pay almost nothing.
Sure, but also globalists set it up where they can move offshore and pay no corporate tax because it's so high here, no tax overseas. Trump cutting it incentivizes them to come back. Don't people get that?
No, I'm afraid that they don't because they don't want to give his plan an adequate hearing. I mean, it's the chicken and egg problem. The media says his ideas are simple and he's never specific, but then when he is specific, he gets very little coverage. It's a terrific plan. As I said earlier, Larry Kudlow and Steve Moore, two of the supply side pioneers, were deeply involved in formulating the policy, worked very closely with Donald himself. This is going to be the centerpiece of the campaign because if he does not put forward an aspirational message, then he won't be able to win.
You're right. 60 seconds left.
Vote.
Other news, Roger. We're going to let you go.
More and more evidence of cheating by the Clintons and the Bernie Sanders hoax, the takedown of Bernie. And the reason that's significant is quite simply, if the Clintons will steal the election from Bernie, why wouldn't they steal it from Donald?
Is Obama not? I mean, Obama having to come out and respond to it. He didn't like that.
No, I don't think so. I think that made me certain. When he said it's ridiculous, I immediately began to fear that that's exactly what we were going to have.
Absolutely. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. You've designed the new Clinton rape shirt, available at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. Thank you so much. Also, their war on women there to give a liberal. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Roger, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you this week.
Thank you, Alex.
Wow, there goes a real patriot. Your phone calls are 3 minutes away. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Final segment. About to go to your phone calls. Jones, your host. Look, it'd be easy to sit on the fence, let Hillary get in, audience would explode, but I'd watch my country decline. Trump gets in, he's not going to be able to fix everything. People say, oh, look, Trump got in, world depression. World depression's already coming. But I have to bet on who I think and who I've researched is the best person. I don't play politics. I don't sit around and say, oh, the smartest thing for me to do is this. I sit around and think, what is the best, most honest thing to do? Oh, I can be more Machiavelli than anybody. But I want to try to make the world a better place, not sit there and like play all the corruption and the weaknesses of humanity and then direct it the way I want it to go. I'm just not a parasite. Not a hero, but not a parasite. And I'm asking other people, do you think the world's got a future, has a chance if we continue down this road? I think the answer is no. Briefly, we've got a special that helps fund the operation. Free shipping on all the thousands of amazing items at InfoWarsStore.com. That ends tomorrow. And we have 40% off Brain Force, the supplement, the amazing nootropic. 30% off DNA Force. Oh, go research that. We have a vitamin mineral fusion fruit punch with amino acids that is the best out there that we have personally worked with the biggest top organic producer in the world to put out. That's 30% off and free shipping. Sign up for auto ship an additional 10% at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, let's go back to the phone calls. Kevin Stone was picking his wife up, so we obviously had to let him go. But you were making a point about ideas of how to defeat Hillary. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking we all vote absentee and copy, photocopy, go to where you use a photocopier and photocopy it, and that way we have a hard copy of who we voted for.
No, I agree, but how do we communicate with each other to then match those up with each other?
I don't know. I mean, that's...
Listen, your idea is really good, but they classically stuff the ballot box at the absentee because they've got a month or two to monkey with it, depending on the state. The real answer is exit polls everywhere to show that the numbers don't match up. If you got a 3% to 5% discrepancy, you know there's a fraud. But great points. Appreciate your call. I'm not shooting you down. We've got a war game every angle. The answer is a landslide, and Trump's already got a landslide. They're scared. That's why they're saying he's dropping out. He's dying. He murdered people. He's a demon because they're scared. Brad in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. You're exactly right, and you're doing an excellent job of hitting home on what he needs to do to win. It's got to be a landslide, so they can't rig it or they can't lie, and that's what happened in the RNC because they stole it from Ron Paul 8 years in a row, in my belief. And
they got that pervert Kasich running around saying Trump came to him and said, "I'll make you the king." All lies. Kasich saying Ohio won't go for Trump. Everyone I talked to, everyone. I mean, I'm literally, it was like everyone in Ohio loved Trump. Black, white, old, young, Muslim, Christian. I mean, it was all Trump, Trump, Trump. It's crazy. I had Muslim cab drivers. I'd say, "You're a Muslim." "Yes, I like Trump." They were all for Trump. They hate it. They hate Hillary. The point is, he says he's going to lose Ohio. Yeah, because you're going to try to steal it, you little arrogant, narcissistic mental patient. I mean, look at Kasich. He is a literal lunatic.
They're all establishment hacks, and Hillary is floundering. You're exactly right. You pulled back the curtain. It's like the Wizard of Oz. She's got nothing. She's weak. She's spineless. They've got nothing.
Trump listen. Leanne's out there doing days of interviews going, "I can't find a Hillary." And I go, "What is it, 1 out of 10? She goes, "No, I can't find it." So I'm looking at hours of raw footage. I go, "Do a report." She's like, "Well, there's just hundreds." And then she finally did exit polls. It was 8 out of 10. But no one supports her.
It's an epic time, like you always say, Alex. This is globalism, Hillary and globalism against nationalism, Americana, and Trump and patriotism. And people don't see the big picture. That's exactly what it is. And we got to stand up against it now, or we're going to lose it forever.
Absolutely. Anything else, sir?
I love you, man. Keep up the great work.
Well, we love you. We're all in this together. It's just so good to talk to somebody that wants to fight this. So you thank me. I'm thanking you. This is just crazy. People go, "Well, why aren't you for killing the cops?" And I'm like, "Well, there's some bad cops, but I don't want to just randomly kill people." Really? You're for the establishment. Now, the establishment isn't the cop down the street. It's the foreign banks, people. Now, there was an organization randomly talking about going after globalists. I still would say they deserve a trial, but maybe I wouldn't be so upset. And I'm not. I'm so sick of these people. I'm so sick of them just getting away with everything. It's so obvious what dirtbags they are. They have no morals. They have no compass. No wonder they run things. Because they'll do anything. And those of us that don't want power. I don't want to go bitch at a neighbor because their dog's doing something in my yard, much less go fight some politician, but that's the problem. I'm more of a man than these people, but I don't want to exercise power over them. Well, you know what? You put too far. The sleeping giant is when real men say, and real women say, "Game over. You want to fight? Now you're going to get one." And they go, "Oh, give up. Be scared." It's like, "Oh, you understand? I'm not scared. I didn't fight you because I was asleep. I'm awake now. You want to go? Let's go." And we are going now, aren't we? And you can metaphysically feel me getting my hands around your little neck, Madeleine Albright, when you said 500,000 dead Iraqi kids is a good price to pay for security in the Gulf as you took down one of the only non-radical Muslim groups so you could push for Saudi Arabia, metaphysically. Let me tell you a story about her. We were at Bilderberg 2008. Hillary and Obama are inside. The media is all, where's Obama, where's Obama? They disappeared. Remember that in Virginia? And we're there, and she pulls in. They go, that's Madeleine Albright. She's driving over this little car, convertible, Porsche. We heard she panicked from the Marines that were inside later and runs out screaming. Wouldn't even speak because she saw a few protesters. That's who rules over us. A blood drinking, I mean culturally, spiritually. Oh, yeah, dead children are good. Bomb Belgrade. And meanwhile, she can't handle 50 protesters when she drives by, panicking in fear. That's who we're fighting, is this bucket of pus. Thank you, Brad. Let's talk to Bobby in California. You're on the air.
Yeah, nobody likes Hillary. Nobody's excited for her. You can't find anyone. Even the people that are voting for her over Trump. Will admit that she's a phony. So I have an idea. Hillary's phony is a $3 bill contest. Whoever designs the best $3 bill and it can be passed around everywhere.
That's a great idea. We should have another one, the Lance Armstrong of politics. But Lance isn't that bad. He isn't deserved to be compared to her, but people know who he is. She is the fraud. She is the fixer. We should have a contest for the contest, like a $1,000 prize in a week to decide the best contest that's $100,000. It's the mega viral campaign. What do you think we should do?
I think whoever, designs the best $3 bill or, the best ones, then people print them out in stacks. They can hand them everywhere. Because like I say, even the people that are voting for Hillary, they admit that she's a big phony. So just if you get that meme everywhere and just anyone that sees a $3 bill, oh, that's Hillary, phony.
And even get them, not to try to pass them, but like just hand them out everywhere where it's like there's $3 bills everywhere. Hillary's on it. That's a great point. We should do it. Again, I'm sitting there with a camera and a bullhorn, and they go, that's Madeleine Albright. And I watch her drive by like she showed up not knowing anyone would be there. She's like, this is our secret meeting. What? And she's like, we're ruled over by a toad creature that literally brags about killing 500,000 kids. It's like, oh, my God, you have such courage to stand up against her. Well, courage? I'm going to just lay down while this demon sucks the blood out of the country? I'm not doing it. Robin, in the Virgin Islands, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Thanks so much, Alex. Love you. Listen, a couple things I would love to see with the Trump campaign. I remember when it was very evident that Trump was going to be the one with the most votes, and immediately Saudi Arabia and China came out and said, oh, no, we can't have this. We can't trust him. The economy will go to, down the toilet, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, a bunch of other people jumped on. But I would love him. I would love for him to point out that on October the 1st, the Chinese yuan is coming on the market, the gold-backed renminbi. And they already have 60% of the world's economy signed up for that, with another dozen-plus countries saying, yes, they will stop using the dollar. And my concern is that they're going to use Trump, so you're going to have some of these countries come out. And
absolutely. They could put him in and then claim the global collapse happened because of him, but people aren't that stupid. And just be done by the heavens fall. I appreciate your call. That's a great point. Thanks for calling, ma'am. Wish I could talk to you for an hour. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Lord willing, with the big weekday show. But let's put up on screen from DrudgeReport.com. It's also on InfoWars.com. Hillary Clinton basically collapsing as she goes upstairs, having to be helped in. This is happening more and more. This is indicative. This is archetypal. This is a logo. This is a symbol of the collapsing elite trying to put another corpse into power. And, trying to shove this down our throat one more time, as Roger Stone said, go into the well one more time. We only lose by not resisting and speaking out. We win by taking action. I'm going to say great job to the crew, the listeners, the sponsors, the affiliates, and the good Lord above. I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.